With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Negotiators worked through the weekend in Washington trying to hammer out a deal to provide funding for Ukraine while tightening up the U.S. southern border.
A group of senators and key members of the Biden administration are trying to satisfy multiple entities. The GOP demand that it won't free up aid for Ukraine, Israel, or others unless there's tighter border security.
We're not going to continue these stupid policies.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on NBC's Meet the Press says President Biden took the wrong steps and escalated the border crisis.
Chose to undo Trump policies.
Some Hispanic lawmakers are warning the president not to go too far. The hope was to find a deal to help Ukraine before Congress leaves for the holiday break. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israel's released a video showing what it claims is a Hamas tunnel close to a major border crossing.
The Israeli Defense Ministry footage shows the Defense Minister Yoav Gallant inside the tunnel alongside soldiers. The entryway to the 2.5-mile tunnel is just walking distance from the Erez crossing and an Israeli military base. Hamas militants launched into Erez during their October 7 assault, which ignited the latest war. Israel's been seeking to destroy Hamas's network of tunnels underneath Gaza during its ground offensive to ensure it's no longer a threat. The discovery of the tunnel raises more questions about how Israeli surveillance could have missed such conspicuous preparations by Hamas for the deadly incursion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Chilean voters reject the conservative constitution to replace the country's dictatorship-era charter. This is SRN News. A new look at America's spiritual condition.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it indicates, as numerous other surveys have, that the country is becoming less and less religious. But that doesn't mean people don't believe in something. The Pew poll finds about half of Americans describe themselves as spiritual and religious. 22% say they are spiritual, but not religious. 10% are religious, but not spiritual. 21% are neither. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida State Athletic Board fined a high school $16,000 and put it on probation after a boy was allowed to play on the girls' volleyball team, violating a 2021 law signed by Republican Governor DeSantis that bars males from competing against females in school sports. The boy, who dresses as a girl, played 33 games over the past two seasons. This is SRN News. In Hong Kong, the trial of former publisher Jimmy Lai is set to begin today on charges he violated China's national security laws.
Jimmy Lai is facing multiple charges of collusion and sedition in connection with protests against an extradition law back in 2019, which drew an estimated 1.7 million people. The founder of the city's Apple Daily pro-democracy newspaper faces a possible life sentence if convicted under Beijing-backed laws, which were imposed afterward. He's already serving a prison term for lesser offenses. Six former Apple Daily executives pleaded guilty last year to conspiring with Lai in a call for international intervention on behalf of democracy in Hong Kong against China. George Williams reporting.
Nissan Motor Company expanding its research ties with a leading Chinese university, as it and other foreign car companies try to claw back market share in the important Chinese market. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.